Bibles and turn with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. I'd like to read the first six verses. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why? The bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Let's pray together. Our Father, this evening, as we come before you, we come realizing how inadequate we are to hear. Lord, especially for me to preach. And I ask that you have mercy. I pray that you would cause us to hear, cause us to worship. Lord, forgive us where we fail you. For Christ's sake, amen. Draw not hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. You know, there's something amazingly wonderful when we stop and realize the reality of the Lord telling Moses, where you're standing is holy ground. Moses was going to turn, and he saw this great sight. And God Almighty told him, stop. Stop. Draw not nigh hither. Man is not going to approach God at man's bidding. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Man outside of Christ dare not approach God. He is a consuming fire. Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. The Scripture declares in Ephesians chapter 2, all of us, God's people, before we were converted, and you hath he quickened which were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. We need to realize something. We are hearing in this world today way too much heresy concerning a man being able to approach God. God's people do come to the Lord. He bids them come. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. But when we approach God in a mediator. We approach God in our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, knowing that, I want us to consider this evening a few things concerning standing on holy ground. It's relevant to us today. There were some things in this passage that I saw that were a great blessing to me, and I pray they will be to all of us. The place where you're standing is holy ground. Do you know this is the first place in Scripture where the word holy is found? First place. The place where you're standing, Moses, is holy ground. Holy. Holy is the revealed character of God. 1 Samuel 2:2, Hannah was praying, and she said in her prayer, "There is none holy as the Lord." Moses' song, Exodus 15:11, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" And whenever Isaiah, in Isaiah 6:3, heard the seraphims, this is what they cried, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord," capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. "Holy, holy, holy is Jehovah, holy Father, holy Son, holy, holy Spirit. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." So we know whenever the Scriptures speak of holiness, it's speaking of the essential glory and holiness of God. There are holy angels, holy brethren, but essentially, God Almighty is holy. Now, the Lord told Moses, the place that you're standing, don't draw nigh, don't draw nigh to me. Take your shoes off. Sign of respect. Your walk is not that which will be accepted by God Almighty. We all walk. You take your shoes off. The place where you're standing is holy ground. Now, I want us to consider for a moment what the Holy Spirit has revealed concerning standing on holy ground. And this is what I want to know. What does the Spirit of God have for me tonight? Now, at least four truths are taught. At least four. I know there's more. I know I didn't see the depth of this Scripture. But four glorious truths are set forth in this passage that reveal holy ground. Holy ground. When a man or woman regenerated by the grace of God is said to be standing on holy ground, what made that ground holy? What made that place holy? God was there. God was there. And you know, we talk about, you know, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst of you. Now listen. I'm going to tell you. This place is holy ground. God is here. God is here. Now I want us to look at these things just for a minute. We're standing on holy ground when we're made to see and to love that a sinner is drawn to be in the place of God's presence. That's holy ground. Verse 1 says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. How did Moses get to the mountain of God? How did he get there? Well, let me ask you this. How did you get here? How'd you get here? Well, I was dating this girl. I was dating this guy. My mom and daddy brought me. I said, yeah. The scripture says, Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good in that passage is in italics. So it was just added to help. But just listen to it without this. The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. That word ordered there means established. The steps of a good man are established by the Lord. Before the foundation of the world, the scripture says, God chose a people in Christ, and this is the end result, according to God's purpose, that they should be holy and without blame before Him in love. He predestinated, that is, He determined the destination before. God determined the destination before. God purposed the reason that a man or a woman sits under the sound of the gospel in the place where God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, is honored. The reason that they're here is because God Himself drew them here. He predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. Psalm 65:4 says this, blessed is the man whom Thou choosest and causeth to approach unto Thee, that he may dwell in Thy courts. Predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. According to Scriptures, the Lord works all things after the counsel of His own will to bring about His purpose. What is God doing? He's doing whatsoever He's pleased. And I'm telling you that a man, a woman, would have the truth of God Almighty. If God Almighty teaches a man or a woman that it's the Lord that has ordered his steps to be in the place where God is pleased to reveal Himself, and to have a heart by faith to bow to that truth and say, Lord, You chose me. Lord, You moved me. Lord, You brought me. Lord, You kept me. God teach a man or a woman that? Let me tell you something. You're standing on holy ground right there. Because what you're saying is salvation's of the Lord. You're in God's presence. Secondly, we learn from our passage that we're standing on holy ground when we're made to see by faith the glory of redemption by the God-man mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. How did the Lord manifest Himself to Moses? The scripture declares that there was a thorny bush. That's it. When you look up that word, it's the midst of a bush. It's a thorny bush. And that thorny bush was ablazed, and it was not consumed. A thorny bush. Whenever Adam sinned against God, God Almighty cursed this earth. He told him, he said, "Now, because of your sin, thorns and thistles are going to come forth, and they're going to grow. You're going to have to work now by the sweat of your brow." You remember when the Lord Jesus Christ stood before Pilate, and the Roman soldiers took it and they platted a crown of thorns, and they put it on the head of the Lord Jesus Christ. His crown, in his humiliation, was to wear the curse of his people. He was made a curse to deliver us from the curse of the law. And how did the Lord reveal himself to Moses? What did he teach Moses? That God Almighty, the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. And here is a thorny bush, but it's ablaze, it's on fire. There is the deity of Almighty God. God was manifest. That's the mystery of godliness. God was manifest. God, the flame of fire. Our God is a consuming fire. And there was God Almighty manifest in the flesh in a thorny bush. And Moses was standing, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. I get that. He appeared unto him. He appeared unto him. He made himself known unto Moses in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. Here is the manifestation of the one who would grow up before him as a tender plant and a root out of dry ground. The Lord Jesus Christ, Jehovah's servant, the one who humbled himself, made himself of no reputation, took upon himself as a thorny bush. A thorny bush. But that thorny bush, in no wise, was none other than God Almighty. Who do men say that I am? Well, some say this prophet, that prophet. Who do you say? Peter said, "You're the Christ. You're the Christ." And when we hear or speak or say the word Christ, what we're saying is God-man. We're setting forth the God-man mediator. A man that believes Christ to be God Almighty in human flesh, the finisher of the work given him by the Father in the redemption and salvation of God's people. That man, that woman, that knows that God himself made flesh, came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost, that he's going to save his people from their sins. That man, that woman that knows the Lord Jesus Christ to be the particular Redeemer of his people. He did not come into this world to save everybody. He came into this world to save his people. Call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people. His people. From their sins. A man, a woman that's taught that the Lord Jesus Christ finish the work of redemption. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. God Almighty teach a man that. You listen. You're standing right there on holy ground. Number 3. We're standing on holy ground when we're made to hear in heart. I know not audibly, but to made to hear in heart the voice of God. Now listen, when a believer hears the gospel of God's free grace, when a believer hears the glory of God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, where He is honored, where He is honored, where He's honored, where all praise is given unto Him, all glory is given unto Him, you hear the voice of God. You hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verses 3 and 4. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. He heard it. He heard. Moses desired to see that great sight. Obviously, the Lord had prepared him to see it by prevenient grace. And having stirred Moses to turn, God spoke to him and called to him. Well, we looked at verse 5. The Lord told him, he said, Moses, stop. Stop. Let me tell you, it's by the grace of God that Almighty God would speak to any man, any woman, and speak to them in heart and tell them, you don't approach me outside of a mediator. You don't not outside of my precious priest. You don't do it. But he called to Moses. I want you to look at John 10, verses 1 to 3. John 10, 1 to 3. Now these precious scriptures, we read these, but we must realize something. Who's speaking here? And when he says things that are so, they're so. Whether I understand the fullness of them, that doesn't make them anything other than the truth. John 10, verses 1 to 3. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I call my sheep by name, and they hear his voice. It's personal. It's a personal call. John 10, 27. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. And they follow me. They follow me. Moses. Moses. It's an effectual call. It's not just a blanket statement out there. And if anybody maybe wants to give their heart to Jesus. When God calls effectually, He calls powerfully. And His people come, made willing in the day of His power. Saul, Saul, who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. Zacchaeus, come down. Lazarus, come forth. Matthew, follow me. Moses, Moses. And Moses heard him. And the Lord said, my sheep hear my voice. Moses says, here am I. One made to know that God has a people, that He's come to save, and that He effectually calls them unto Himself, and that they're made willing in the day of God's power, that they didn't come by their own will, by their own power, by their own way. God Almighty, teach a man, a woman that. Give them a heart to believe it. They're standing on holy ground. The Lord brought you here. And fourthly, lastly, we're standing on holy ground when we know that God Almighty is a covenant God. That means He does everything on purpose according to His covenant of grace. He said to Moses in verse 6, "Moreover, He said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. God Almighty chose to show mercy to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These men were sinners, just like any other sinners, dug from the same pit, humanly speaking, of depraved humanity. But it was the Lord that told Moses, when Moses asked to see His glory, He said, "I'm going to have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I'm going to have compassion on whom I'll have compassion." David said in 2 Samuel 23:5, "Although my house be not so with God, yet He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire, although He make it not to grow, although He make it not evident to me right now. I see my house is a mess. But I know this, God's made with me an everlasting covenant. And He by covenant, and His word is not going to return void. He's going to accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. But He made a covenant with me to show mercy to me. And that's all my salvation right there. That God chose to show mercy to me. That the Father, according to the everlasting covenant grace, would choose a people. That Christ would answer the demands for justice. We're sinners. Soul of sin's gonna die. That Christ was made sin according to an everlasting covenant. That He being the surety that God Almighty had entrusted to Him, the eternal salvation, the souls of all that God had chosen to show mercy, that Christ would answer for them, that Christ would establish righteousness by His obedience, and His obedience charged to His people, imputed to His people, robed in His righteousness, and that the Holy Spirit, according to God's covenant, would effectually regenerate, apply the blood that was shed for the sheep that the Lord Jesus Christ laid down my life for, and teach them that in regenerating grace. For one to see that God Almighty is a covenant God, and that His counsel is going to stand, and that all that He's ever purposed to save, He's going to save in the person of His blessed Son. A man or woman taught that is standing on holy ground. The Lord taught him that. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." Moses, put your shoes off your feet. The place where you're standing is holy ground. Listen, that we know that God would draw us here. That it wasn't by luck or happenstance. He's doing all things in this world according to His will and purpose. That God Almighty would reveal to a man or woman that God Himself was made flesh, humbled himself, made himself to be the lowest of the low. The lowest. No servant like him. No humility like it. He humbled himself. That Almighty God would speak to his people and the Lord say, "My sheep hear. My sheep hear this. They hear this. And I know them. And they follow me. They believe me." And that God would reveal that he does everything that he does for his people according to covenant. The Father, Son, and Spirit. And God would save his people according to an everlasting covenant. David said, "That's all my salvation." God teach you that. You're standing on holy ground. Lord, bless the word to our hearts for Christ's sake.